press an imaginary button on a shoulder, and a motionless figure comes to life.
Hi, I'm Jackie Robinson. I was the first black Major League Baseball player.
Auk Bay fifth grade students spend nearly a month researching the person of their choice who has made a positive impact on the world. They read books, surf the internet, put together a bibliography, and write a script about their character. They must come up with a costume and other props and deliver their story during the annual Living Museum. Teacher Joanne Jones says her students get passionate about their characters.
They learn how to research. The writing aspect is huge, and they really get to know somebody.
Beyond their accomplishments, take Neil Armstrong, for example, the first person on the moon.
I play the baritone horn. I went to Gates Elementary School, but even before that, I became interested in planes at the age of two.
11-year-old Ryan Mark says he chose Armstrong because he was the first man to walk on the moon. Armstrong is credited for the phrase, "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." But from his research on the famous astronaut, Ryan especially liked this line.
After I landed on the moon, I looked at the Earth and it suddenly struck me that the tiny pea, tiny and blue, was the Earth. I stuck up my thumb and closed one eye, and my thumb blotted out the Earth. I didn't feel like a giant. I felt very, very small.
Some of the students had a personal relationship with their character. 10-year-old Emma Douglas played Susanna Hutchinson, who in 1643 survived an Indian attack in the area that is now the New York Bronx. Hutchinson was taken captive, raised by the Indians, then traded to the English.
She's my great, 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 great grandma.
How many greats is that?
Nine.
Most of the students have memorized their story, and though there may be a few stumbles, they learn to keep their cool. Teacher Jones says the activity is accessible to all students.
For some kids that have struggled in school, they do this. I had a student once that didn't have a lot of language, and her speech therapist recorded her word by word and put it on a tape, and it just brought tears to your eyes. It does me thinking right now about her, and you just go, oh my gosh, look what she's able to do.
Cameron Falls was Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president of the United States. In a top hat and black beard, he easily delivered Lincoln's story. His dad, John Falls, said Cameron worked on the project for at least 3 weeks. He was especially proud of his son's memorization. Falls called the Wax Museum activity
outstanding. I think it's a good thing for kids, but they learn an awful lot if they take time.
Cameron says he chose President Lincoln because
he freed the slaves.
Lincoln was known for his oratory, and Cameron believes this is his most famous quote.
America will never be destroyed from the outside, but if we falter and lose our freedom, it will be because we have destroyed ourselves.
Once a year, the Auk Bay Elementary School hallways become a living museum worth visiting. As Teacher Jones puts it,
you just can't believe they're only fifth graders.
In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.